Hey everybody, this is DJ Rem from the Quote the Raven show, and I have the band Stormbound on the line. How are you guys today?
We're fine, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm just happy to be talking to you all and get to learn a little bit more about you and your music. So why don't you guys start if you could introduce yourselves and your spots in the band?
Sure, so I'll start. So I'm Shani, I'm the guitar player.
I'm Yuval, I'm the drummer.
I'm Ofer. I play guitar and I do the male vocals.
Awesome, awesome. And who are we missing today? We're missing some people too, right?
Yeah. We're missing Yael, the lead singer. She's the lead singer.
Okay.
And we're missing Rotem, the keyboard player, and Pavel, the bass player.
Okay, awesome. So how long have you guys been together as a band? Was it been a couple years-ish?
Yeah. I think the current lineup was formed somewhere around 2018, maybe.
Okay. What brought you guys all together back then, you know, to form Stormbound?
Probably, I saw an ad on Facebook and I decided to come in the audition.
Yeah, I actually joined the band in the beginning as a bass player because the previous bass player left the band. But then we decided to switch it because I'm much more of a guitar player than a bass player.
And did I also see that you guys you're dropping a new album soon, correct?
August 5th, December. This is the name of our album. And it's coming out. And the good thing is that we're already selling the physical copies are being sent worldwide almost every day now. We're very excited about this.
Okay. So where's a good place for people to go to find it, to actually place that order?
Bandcamp, I guess. The Bandcamp is almost ready, and we're going to be selling the album and some T-shirts and stuff like that.
Okay. So now you can actually message us on Messenger, Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, anything, and we'll set your order if you want.
Okay. All right. I'll hit you guys up later, but I'm down. So for sure. What media is it going to be? Just CD? Are you guys doing any vinyl?
Nope.
No vinyl yet.
If we see a growing interest, then we might.
Okay.
But so far we didn't give that thing much of a thought.
Okay. Well, I know the cost to press it's pretty high. So, I'm throwing in there my first. I'll buy vinyl if you guys do vinyl.
I mean, we're gonna send you one for free for Metal Devastation Radio, right?
Okay, fantastic. So, what else is? I spent some time on your website today, and it looks like you guys have been really active in a lot of festivals this year. Is that accurate statement?
Yeah. People in Israel had a lot of festivals last year, and we were lucky enough to be invited to, I think, most of them. And we had really good time hanging out with other bands and playing all this live show with all the audience, and it was really fun.
So, and I guess I didn't, being over in the U.S., I, you know, just not familiar with the scene in Israel, but is there a pretty strong metal scene there?
Yes, it's not a very large scene, obviously, because Israel is a small country.
Right.
But it's a very tight scene, and everybody's coming to the concerts, and it's called kind of everybody knows everybody. There's a few thousands of people, and the more some people. You can see them coming every time and people get to know each other and stuff like that. It's busy. It's very busy. You have shows almost every weekend. There's a lot of metal going on.
That's awesome. Very cool. And how is it outside of the metal community? How is metal received in Israel? Is the country pretty open to it, or?
It's pretty underground. Okay. You can't hear a lot of metal in the common radio shows. But it has its own place. And the scene is there's a lot going on within the scene.
There's a lot going on within the scene, but the mainstream media would only talk about a metal band if any of the members of the band will, I don't know, kill somebody.
Oh,
okay. Or if you rape a goat or drink the blood of a cat or whatever. Got okay. You. Other than that,
always happen.
Yes. As you know,
typical Friday.
Yes, this is our typical Friday. We drink the blood of cats. We hunt cats in the street, especially black ones, uh-huh. Drink their blood, and then piss it into a grave of a Christian little boy.
Oh, that's funny. Actually, one of my, because I'm a metalhead, but one of my favorite bands, if you want to call them that, is actually from Israel, but Infected Mushroom. I love Infected Mushroom.
They're wonderful. They're very talented.
Yeah, I got to see their live show here in the U.S. a couple years ago. It was.
I bet so it's good. Crazy.
It was so good. So, how often do you guys all get together and to practice and to work on your music? Do you guys have a normal routine down?
Once a week.
A weekly rehearsal.
And other than that, we practice. Quite often, sometimes Shani and I will play at home. We just did that yesterday. And Yuval and I would get together because we produce a lot of music for other people other than Stormbound. All right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yuval is like a producer.
Okay.
He's more of the producer.
I'm more technical.
He's the technical guy. And I'm more of the composer.
Okay. And do you guys practice at the music school, or do you guys have a different space that you use?
No, we practice in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Okay.
All of Stormbound's activity so far was in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Spencer.
Yeah. Have a great day or evening. Sorry.
You too.
So I was looking at at the artwork for the album that's coming out, and it's fantastic. It's one of the things that I always look when I'm thinking of a metal, when I'm looking at metal bands and their albums. I'm one of these people that really appreciate bands that put some effort and time into their artwork. So who designed that for you?
The name of the designer is Gogo Melon. She's a Greek designer.
Okay.
We really like her. She did both the album cover and our first single cover.
And the band logo as well.
And also the band logo.
Oh, very cool.
Very talented.
And then with the new album coming, how long did it take you guys from when you first started writing to, getting ready to release it here next month?
It took a little longer than Chinese democracy. For me, because some of the songs were written almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
But then I was unable to be in a band because I was super busy with the growth of my school and the business side of things, and I had no time to be in a band. And then only a few years later, the Stormbound began when I posted on Facebook that I was looking for a band, and this is how I met Pavel, the bass player, and we started the whole thing. And then we started when we, and it took a little time to write everything, like a few years, and then the recording and then the virus. So it's uh-huh. just a little longer than the Chinese democracy thing.
Okay. I love the reference.
The what?
I said I love that reference. So.
This is how I call it. This is how I always call this album.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So here's a question for each of you. What kind of influences did you have growing up that got you into metal, got you into music, and just really helped take you down this path? What influenced you?
I think my first influence, I started listening to bands like Evanescence and Green Day when I was like a teenager. But then when I started to play guitar, I started to know all the Metallica, Dream Theater kind of stuff. And mainly these are my main influences, Iron Maiden, and maybe another heavier bands like Children of Bodom and Arch Enemy. This is how I started when I started listening to metal.
There's a lot of band members, really big into that prog thing, or the female fronted stuff. This isn't my thing really. But my thing was more of, I became aware. I think the first band I became aware of was Guns N' Roses, and then Metallica. And then I started going in hundreds of different directions. Today, my main thing would be, classical music, I guess. And I like classical music, I like medieval music, and I like all sorts of different kinds of metal. Nothing very specific. That depends on the actual band I'm listening to.
Right. Yeah.
But
I listen to bands of all different genres and different styles, and one of the bands out there right now that I really like, just because I think they're unique, is The Who, with their Mongolian.
Yeah. The Mongolian guys, not the old Who.
Yeah, no, not that.
The one with Pete Townsend, not them.
Yeah, the H-U Who.
Yeah, the H-U, they go, ooh, that one, right?
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, I was trying to understand the way... they're singing, and I'm trying to mimic that, to do an impression of it, and it hurts my throat real bad. I don't know how they can do that, like for a concert. That would kill me, going ooh 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 like that for a long time. I don't know how they can do that.
Must be lots of practice.
Yeah, I guess I should practice as well. I've been practicing music professionally for almost 30 years now. Okay. But and all different styles of singing and different instruments.
Okay. So how did you guys come up with the name of the band? You know, where's Stormbound come from?
We think that humanity, the entire humanity, is Stormbound. All right, because this is the main topic of our album. We are about to be kicked off. We are about to be thrown off this planet, all right, one way or another, and it looks like a big storm that is coming, and it's gonna, I don't know, maybe drown us all or whatever. So everything, this is the right name for the message that we're putting out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think here in the U.S. we're going to get burned out because everything seems to be on fire. So
yeah, but then the winter will come, and the winter will be over the top. Now you're having an over the top summer. After that, there's going to be an over the top winter, right?
Yeah. So we'll get burned out and then froze out.
Yes, and then freeze. Yeah. So this is what we think. This is we wrote song. The songs we wrote about this. The songs were written years ago. I mean, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But this is the way things are going. So this is what we think is our main subject.
Well, I look forward to listening to the whole album. That's gonna be awesome.
All right, we can send you a free copy from Metal Devastation Radio.
Okay.
And we can send, so you play us on your radio. Oh, right,
absolutely, for sure. Yep. What so shameless plug time for you guys. Where can people go to find out more about the band? What social media, where are you guys at that they can find you?
Basically everywhere, with Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok now. Obviously you can listen to us on Spotify and YouTube. And whenever the album comes out, it will be available everywhere.
Okay.
We now have a digital distributor that makes sure that we have a company that makes sure that we go on all the streaming services.
Okay. Fantastic. Are you guys on, I've been checking out Tidal lately. Are you on Tidal?
We're supposed to be there too.
Okay.
We're supposed to be everywhere.
Streaming service.
Okay. Yeah, I have to check it out. I've been checking out Tidal because Tidal is supposed to pay the bands better than Spotify. So, you know, the streaming services don't really pay you much. So,
yeah.
Especially not the green one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. For sure. So let's go back to the album. So, where did you record and master? What did that process look like? Was this the person you were mentioning earlier?
Yeah. We recorded. Actually, this album had two main producers. One of them was more on the musical end and on the electronics, and he did the orchestration really good. His name is Ian. Ian Post, he's amazing. And then everything moved to an equally amazing guy. His name is Alex. And Alex, he mixed and mastered everything.
Yeah, we actually recorded a lot of like the guitars, the bass. We recorded it at home and went to the studio mostly for drums, vocals.
Very cool. And then I
think most of the bands do that these days.
Yeah. It seems to be that's the, you know, the digital age we live in.
Yeah, but there are instruments that you would rather record in the studio, especially singing and string instruments, and not guitars, you know, like the ones with the instruments where you play with the bow. And drums and stuff like that. If you want that, you have to go to the studio.
Is that just for better acoustics? Or the studio has better for the sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have better gear than us and everything. But recording guitar at home is very easy these days.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I was, you know, I checked out the videos. The videos are fantastic, by the way. How long does a music video take for you guys to shoot and put it all together?
It depends. We have one video that is more, which we invested more in. Actually, we have two videos like this now that we used actually a story with actors, and we needed to work very hard to put it all together. But also in some of the videos, you will also see us play, so it was easier to produce and to film.
Nothing is really easy to produce.
not easy, but easier.
The more cinematic ones are the more challenging one, obviously. Yeah. My favorite one to do was Altar of Innocence. If you've seen that one, there is the video begins with me kidnapping a woman and then trying to do something bad, and then in the end she murders me and runs away. So this is my favorite one, and I really like the one we just put out. It's called Child's Play, and it tells the story of an aspiring young female dancer. And I think it speaks for itself, and it's a great video, and it's a great song as well. I think right now it's my favorite one of the album, but that tends to change, you know.
I think also that one was the hardest one to produce, and do all the work behind the scene.
Yeah, awesome. So. What do you guys do to relax when you're not playing music, if that's even a thing?
Our relaxation is playing music. Uh-huh. Except for when we go to see other people play music, all right? We would go to other band's concert, or we would fly to a festival. Shani and I visited the last Hellfest in France.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Oh,
fun. Yeah, so this is how we relax.
Yep, I understand. We have here in Michigan, we have Michigan Metal Fest coming up next month, where I'll be going, and I'm going to that. And then in October, Metal Devastation Radio, the owners of our station, they're actually putting on a festival in Tennessee, and I'm going down to that too. So I'm that's my relaxation, is enjoying the music.
Yes, we're all the same in this, I think.
Yep.
And when this is like, you know, we're husband and wife, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's great fun, because then, you know, like a normal wife would have me go check out furniture, right? And say we need to buy a new refrigerator, we have to buy a new sofa, we have to buy this, that. With Shani, what we do when we go to sleep and we look at YouTube together, then we check out, you know, anything of, like, new guitars, Rick Beato, whatever, anything of that kind. So that's amazing. This is the best thing in life.
Yeah. Passion. Get to share your passion together. That's so super cool.
Yeah.
So with all these live shows you guys have been able to do, do you have any crazy fun stories you're willing to share? And anything wild happened in any of the shows?
Wild.
Any crazy fans trying to get up on stage or anything?
Yeah, we got that. Our last show, which was our first ever headline show, because other than that, we did festivals and we opened for Epica.
Uh-huh.
And we are, so this was the first headline show ever. And the most amazing thing is when you're playing your first, like, real serious show and you see people sing the lyrics and then you can tell that they really dig the songs. So this is new to us, and it's amazing. And it was at the last show, it was too amazing. And there were two people, two guys, standing really close to where I stand, right? Standing really close to me. And they shouted the entire time. And they shouted not only the lyrics, They were also like shouting the guitars and the riffs and stuff like that. Two guys wanted to show me that they know everything, and it actually interfered with my monitor, and I had a hard time because of that. But this is the stage diving and all that kind of stuff is like usual, you know.
Uh-huh.
is these are things that happen normally. And but that was the worst. That was very hard. This is like weird, but it made me feel great as well. Because we're a new band, we haven't performed that much. We didn't even go on our first tour yet. So there's nothing much to tell. When I was younger, I was in the punk scene, all right? And this is where shit would happen every night.
Yeah, I bet.
but now I'm into serious music.
Okay, is there anything else? Is there anything we haven't talked about that you want to make sure the listeners and fans know?
Get our album. You have to get our album. It's beautiful. We did a lot of hard work, and you have to appreciate that and go get the album.
And remind people where they can do that.
Bandcamp.
Yeah, we're launching our Bandcamp. And also you can text us if you can find us on Bandcamp. So send us a message on Facebook or Instagram and we will take care of it.
Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank you both for taking time to talk to me. And it's good to learn some more about the band from you, I look forward to playing your music on my show and, you know, helping spread the word for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, right? We're doing many interviews lately, and this one was very nice. We had a very nice conversation.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I try not to just read from a list.
So this is why it felt like a nice conversation between metalheads and not just a strict list of questions that you have to answer. And that what makes it really cool. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to stop recording. And, once again, great to talk to you guys.
Do you have all our songs?